Ketchikan High School, better known in town as K-High, is sending two teams to this year's Tsunami Bowl. K-High senior Ellie Pickrell is co-captain of the Saber-Toothed Salmon. That's a team made up of mostly older students.
So Ocean Science Bowl is a mixed competition. We write a 15-page research paper, we do a presentation on it, and then we also do the Quiz Bowl part of it, which is kind of like a Jeopardy-style game with ocean questions.
Each year has a theme. This year it's climate change, ocean science, and solutions.
We each get to pick our own subtopic underneath that umbrella. So this year, the salmon, we're doing mitigating the methane outputs of cattle through feed additives.
You may have heard of this. Methane, the same gas used in natural gas stoves, is a potent greenhouse gas with nearly 30 times the heat-trapping power of carbon dioxide. Almost 6% of the world's greenhouse gas emissions come from cattle. As they digest their food, they release methane into the atmosphere through burps and flatulence. Pickrell says the saber-toothed salmon's research paper runs through that issue.
And then we talk about how that can be reduced by the integration of a species of seaweed called Asparagopsis taxiformis into their diet. And then we talk about how we could implement that locally.
Gotcha. Yeah. And so am I understanding right that basically if you add a certain type of seaweed to cattle feed, it makes them less likely to fart?
Yes, pretty much. Yeah.
The saber-toothed salmon's paper argues it's a twofold opportunity. Not only would adding seaweed to cattle feed reduce greenhouse gas emissions, it would also spur demand that could be filled by Alaska's growing mariculture industry. The particular type of red seaweed that's been shown to reduce methane emissions grows in warm and temperate and tropical waters, so not exactly what you'd find in Alaska. But there are some other red seaweeds containing similar chemicals that do grow here. The team says they just haven't been studied enough. K-High's younger team, the saber-toothed smolts, is also looking at mariculture. That team's paper examines a way to adapt shellfish farms to an increasingly acidic ocean. The smolts' co-captain, Junior Romel Del Mundo, explains that carbon dioxide emissions make the ocean more acidic, and that means there's less calcium available in the water, and that's a problem for shellfish.
I knew that, like, from previous, like, research, that shellfish were being impacted by their calcium, not being able to produce like their shells because of the lack of calcium in the water.
The saber-toothed smolt's other co-captain, Junior Isaac Landis, says the team's research found that farming kelp alongside shellfish can help alleviate the issue.
I think it was actually my captain, Romel, here, who was researching these methods of farming clams made by indigenous people around this area called clam gardens, and how we can kind of integrate kelp, which take in carbon dioxide from the water.
Both teams scored high marks on their papers. The smolts came in third in the state, followed by the salmon in fourth. Now they're off to the Alaska Sea Life Center to present their ideas. Saber-toothed salmon co-captain Cadence Dyson says she's pumped for her first in-person competition.
We're really excited to go to Seward and kind of showcase our abilities and show everyone our really cool topic. I think it's pretty interesting.
Not to mention the exciting Quiz Bowl-style ocean science trivia competition. Here's a sample with volunteer coach Heenan Sanderson reading what, to me, seems like a very difficult question.
Toss up multiple choice. What does a Secchi disc measure? W, salinity. X, toxin concentration. Y, turbidity. Does it interrupt Ellie?
Why?
Y, turbidity is correct.
Sanderson was himself a member of the Ocean Sciences Bowl team in high school, and he says he hopes the competition instills a love of place in his students.
That generally, if you know more about the surroundings around you, whether it's about the trees or the plants or the fish or the water or whatever it is, you'll generally be a more happy person, and that's kind of the overall thing.
The teams compete in Seward this week for a chance to advance to the national competition. Though the Quiz Bowl rounds are confidential, because all of the regional competitions use the same questions, the team's presentations will be live-streamed on the Saber-toothed Salmon's Facebook page shortly after 11 a.m. Friday. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.